Mountain View County, with wildfire season having officially started on March 1, the Sundry Fire Department's chief reminds rural property owners and recreational land users to be properly prepared for either controlled burns or campfires. Mountain View County burn permits are required after March 1, said Ross Clues, whose department straddles the urban and rural forestry interface with the West Country on Sundry's doorstep. Watch fire advisories and check with the provincial forestry to see what the fire hazard is, said Clues. According to a provincial government press release, wildland firefighters and equipment have been deployed throughout Alberta in preparation for the season. The legislated wildfire season runs until October 31. The majority of spring wildfires, which have a higher risk hazard in the spring when conditions tend to be drier and more flammable once the snow melts prior to the greening of vegetation, are the result of neglectful human activity. Whether it's an abandoned campfire, off-highway vehicle exhaust or agricultural burning, Albertans should use caution outdoors to help reduce the number of preventable wildfires, reads a portion of the statement. Asked whether he had any particular concerns pertaining to conditions in the region coming into the wildfire season, Clue said during an interview last week that he had not yet checked on how things were looking in the West Country, but planned to head out over the weekend to take a look. However, he didn't sound worried. "We've got a fairly decent snow cover at this time out west," he said. In the coming months, the chief said a number of the department's firefighters will be taking a wildland-urban interface training course later this spring. Clues encouraged people to be aware regardless of whether they're heading out for some early season camping or planning a spring cleaning controlled burn. "Have equipment to safely maintain and contain your fire," he said, adding campfires or controlled burns should also never be left unattended. "Look after the burn you're doing, because ultimately it'll be your responsibility." Fire permits are free throughout the duration of wildfire season for activities such as residential, industrial or agricultural debris burning within a designated forest protection area, FPA, the province says. Those living or operating a business within the Rocky Mountain House Forest area can obtain a fire permit by calling their office at 403-845-8250. Meanwhile, people outside of the FPA can contact their local municipality for more information about fire permit requirements. Visit albertafirebans.ca or dial 1-866-394-3473 for up-to-date information on restrictions, bans, and off-highway vehicle restrictions. As of late last week, there were no advisories or restrictions in effect in the immediate area. Call 310-3473-FIRE, toll-free to report a wildfire from anywhere in the province. During last year's season, the province reported that 1,308 wildfires burned a total of 52,955 hectares in forest protection areas, with more than 60% of the blazes being the result of human activity.